dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show. Hey, folks, it's got to be a great day. It's got to be a great day, Daddy. Yankees lost. It's got to be a great day.
Well, we got more baseball. More baseball. That's the good news. That's the good news out there if you're a baseball fan.
We have got on the show scheduled for today. It's Tuesday, so Coach Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. We will hear from the coach in the second half of the show. We are scheduled to talk with the National Defensive Player of the Week in college football, Cozad's own Jared Crick, will be joining us here in about 8 to 10 minutes, so stay with us for Jared Crick joining us. We are also scheduled to talk to the head football coach at Giltner, Jeff Ashby, as they get ready for their rematch with Axtell. He's got the state's all-time leader in offense, Nate Most, guiding the way for this team, but he's got some other kids, too. And if he didn't, then this team wouldn't be where they are, one touchdown away from being perfect. That should be a great game. You'll hear it on KKPR tomorrow, part of our state high school football coverage. Volleyball sub-districts got underway last night. Giltner, Ravenna, not as strong as they were last year, obviously, but both defending state champions went home last night, so we'll have new state champions for those two schools as they stand alongside and wait. And Giltner had a great year. They were just in a heck of a tough sub-district. So volleyball tonight from Donovan, the C2-8. Is where Sutton and Sandy Creek are, and Blue Hill and Thayer Central. You can hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And on 98.9, Shelton will take on a surprising Gibbon team. Gibbon has handed Shelton one of their three losses this year. Could be interesting tonight, 7 o'clock on KKPR. Tri-City Storm Hockey is going on tonight. UNK Volleyball is going on tonight. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to both before the show is over.
That's what we do here.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And coming up this weekend at the Heartland Event Center, it's Saturday. It is, hot rod truck and tractor pull, ATV races, more power. Sorry, it's going out at the exact same time as the Husker game.
Okay.
What do you think? More excitement at the Heartland Event Center?
There'd be more power compared to our offense, probably.
We're going to give you a chance to win tickets this week to that as well.
Okay, Douglas, question. You watched the entire football game last night. Why? Well, no, you watched the end of the football game last night. You had volleyball going on. Why would you have not taken a knee and run out the clock? Unless Las Vegas, who had their worst weekend ever. Everybody knows the parlays they paid out. My God, it's been in every news publication out there. All of a sudden, you know what? We had a pretty fair week. We got some of our money back. But Monday night's huge in Las Vegas. Coming down to 5 minutes left, somebody makes a phone call and says, "Hey, Sean, really want to make this up to you later in the year."
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Why would you be running the ball? Why would you be risking player injury at that point?
Well, they needed to. With the time on the clock, they used their timeouts. The clock continued to run, Tony, right? So what's the difference between running the ball and kneeling on the ball? The clock continues to run.
You just risk your... That's fine. You just,
well, what's the difference?
You blow a player... No one's ever got hurt kneeling on the ball.
Did somebody get hurt not kneeling on the ball?
Well, the center got hurt when they should have been kneeling on the ball.
That was a freak play.
Well, there's a hell of a lot more goes on freak plays when you're running the thing up the middle.
What does that got to do with anything, though?
The underdog covers. It would have anyway. It looks a little bit suspicious.
You don't kneel on the ball unless you can run the clock out. That's why.
How close could they have got to run the clock out?
Well, I'm just telling you, could they have run the clock out?
It would have been,
yes or no?
I think
yes or no.
11 seconds.
Yes or no?
11 seconds would have been left. They would have had it down to 11 seconds.
You haven't seen some of the wacky college finishes the last couple of weeks. Just listen to Scott Van Pelt. 888-455-ESPN. You're just sore because you had the wrong side. 888-455.
Didn't have the wrong side. Didn't have either side.
3776. The Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Just looked a little strange. Yeah. Okay. Sean Payton.
Well, Atlanta maybe should have won that football game. Tony Davis. Well, how many picks do they, a pick six and a pick at the goal line?
Well, Atlanta had a defensive touchdown,
too. Well, missed field goal.
Two missed field goals.
See, so there you go.
Elam's really, he's getting older, but he's not the same Jason Elam. I mean, when he was with the Broncos, that guy had 55. Great. Wham. I mean.
He's outside. Thin air.
That's what he needs, outside.
That's
he needs the ground to be harder than hell.
Well, no, he needs the thin air.
Thin air? Okay.
Of Denver.
I understand that, but he needs some snow on the ground. I think the dome would be more suitable for, but whatever. He's really taking a step backwards. But nonetheless, saw some offensive production last night. Pierre Thomas doing somersaults in the end zone. Unbelievable.
UNK volleyball tonight hosting Wayne State. It's a top 15 matchup at 7 o'clock. Now, UNK also has two home games this weekend to wrap up the regular season. We're going to take an early break because Jared Crick is set to join us. I'm going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to either tonight, Friday, or Saturday's UNK volleyball home match. All you have to do is call 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Tell me how many collegiate volleyball teams, Division II collegiate volleyball teams in the state of Nebraska are ranked in this week's top 25. How many collegiate volleyball teams in Division II from the state of Nebraska are ranked in this week's top 25? I'll give you a family four-pack to UNK Volleyball. We're back with Jared Crick after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. To learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
How do you say go, Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go, Lopers!
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
The state high school football playoffs continue this week, and we've got you covered on our network of stations. Starting Wednesday on ESPN Radio, Elm Creek takes on Creighton. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Gordon Rushville. On The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill takes on Sutherland. And on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, Ravenna battles Hardington Cedar Catholic, followed by Giltner taking on Axtell. Then Thursday, Pleasanton battles Loomis, and Friday, Adams Central travels to Gehring. You can hear it all right here and on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see some lingering clouds across the area early on yet today. Then clearing develops, especially during the afternoon, with high temperatures around 57. Winds will stay to the southwest at 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear tonight, then, with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get, get. 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 Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
Well, we've given away a family four-pack of UNK volleyball tickets. The correct answer, three Division II volleyball teams in the state of Nebraska are rated. UNK, fourth in the country. Wayne State, 14th. And UNO is 20th in this week's rankings. And for the Lopers, they host Wayne State tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Health and Sports Center.
I think I've just got it. I think I've got it, Doug, for you. You're not going to be disappointed with me today.
Well, could you check out, Derek, how long the streak would be on that?
That's pretty long.
Yeah, I was going to say. The mother of New York Yankees pitcher Jabba Chamberlain faces up to 20 years in a Nebraska prison on a felony drug sale charge. Yesterday in Lincoln, Jackie Stanley pleaded no contest to delivery of a controlled substance. Sentencing is set for December 16th, pending a recommendation from a drug and alcohol treatment center. Lincoln police say that Stanley was arrested in May after selling a gram of meth to an undercover officer at her Lincoln apartment. After learning of the arrest 2 days later, Chamberlain said in New York that he hadn't spoken with his mother in a while, saying, quote, "You've only got one mom, man, and you've got to be thankful for her," end quote. So there you go.
20 years? What?
It's a long time.
Whatever.
Could be up to 20 years. Probably won't be up to 20 years.
Once you have a truckload of it?
A gram.
Exactly.
She sold it, though.
I understand that.
Peddler.
Unbelievable.
Hey, we know Nebraska and Oklahoma's on ABC Saturday night at 7. Nebraska, Kansas will also be on ABC Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Tony, if they continue to not play well, what does this do to recruiting when you're on national television?
Well, it's got to kill you. I think the Oklahoma debacle last year, when you find yourself behind 28-0, does nothing good for you.
UNK football team stays at number 8. First time they haven't moved up in over a month in the Division II poll because the top 8 teams all were winners. So UNK winners of 9 straight, 9-1, ranked 8th in the country. The good news is they move up 2 spots in this week's Division II regional rankings. The playoff announcement will be aired on ESPN News Sunday between 2 and 2:30. So if you want to know right away what UNK's playoff position is, and they need to finish it off with a win at Mesa State, but that is coming up Sunday. So the region rankings determine the 24 teams that make the Division II playoffs. The top 6 teams in all 4 regions theoretically make it in. And right now, with that 4 seed, they would host a first-round playoff game. If it was today, it'd be against Saginaw Valley State of Michigan. Minnesota State 1, Minnesota Duluth 2 would get first-round byes. Grand Valley State and UNK would host. Saginaw Valley State and Hillsdale, Michigan would be on the road. Lopers play at 5-5 Mesa State, who's 5-3 in the conference, Saturday afternoon.
Douglas, so it looks to me like if you just look at win-loss records, and I know that we've still got a weekend of football left. Hillsdale is 8-2. Then everyone else, that's a 6 team. Everybody else below them has 3 losses. So if the Lopers win out, I think there's a huge chance of hosting that playoff game.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they're going to fall if they win. I don't think they will fall. So good spot there for UNK. The Lopers, Rustin Dring and Mason Brodeen, as we talked with Coach Daryl Morris yesterday, had outstanding games Saturday against Colorado Mines. They are the offensive and defensive players of the week in the RMAC and Nebraska Division II. In volleyball, UNK's Nikki Scott is the top volleyball player as well. Hastings College football team is up 2 spots to number 17 in the country in this week's NAIA poll as they take on Concordia. Nebraska volleyball falls to number 10 in the Division I poll this week. So a lot of that comes out. And, Danny, I know you're excited about this. I know you're stoked about this. Nebraska women's basketball team has their exhibition opener tonight against Pittsburgh State.
They're going to be good, Doug. This is a team that could be really, really good. I mean that. You're getting Kelsey Griffin back. I think this is a team that could make a run. And Big 12 is the best conference in basketball, or has been the last 2 or 3 years. This is a team that could be very, very good.
Well, a team that started off very, very good and now is trying to find a little bit of identity offensively are the Huskers, but defensively they are standing out, and he has set a school record with 5 sacks in a single game. He has tied a school record with 7 tackles for loss. He's the Big 12 Conference Defensive Player of the Week. He's the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week. And when I was up late Saturday night and saw, was it Reese Davis, he said, Jared Crick gets a helmet sticker. I'm slapping it on ESPN. Daddy.
New chick magnet on campus,
oh,
too.
Oh, he definitely is. It's all about being a haymaker. Only the Doug and Daddy Show wanted to talk to him for like 5 years. Now everybody wants to talk to him, and we're just glad. We are so proud that he has made time for us this morning. Jared Crick joins us live from Lincoln. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to be back.
Well, what's this been like, bud?
It's been crazy. You know, I'm trying to really put it past me, you know, move on to this week, so... But it's really hard when a lot of you guys kind of keep calling me. So it's fun, it's an honor, but you know we still got a job to do, and I got to forget last week, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Jared, how much ribbing does Sue get when he takes on 2 and 3 guys at a time? Kind of frees open you guys maybe a little bit more than you normally would be.
Oh, I mean, Sue's an animal. I mean, you have to account for Sue, or you know, or he's going to get after you. So. It really helped out during the Baylor game, you know, that every single play they put the center towards Sue, and, you know, that really gave a free rush for me, BT, and Pierre. So, you know, I give a lot of credit to Sue because, you know, taking on double teams every single play is not easy, and you still see Sue came away with some decent stats and played a heck of a game himself.
Jared Crick joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, defensively, has the season progressed like you thought it would?
Yeah, I always thought we'd get better every single game, and that's what we've been doing. We've been improving, you know, throughout the week through practice, and you see it during games. So, you know, I'm proud of our group, you know, how hard we're working during practice. You know, Coach Bo and Coach Carl, all them guys, you know, they give us a great game plan, and they trust in us, and we trust in the schemes, and we just go out there and play for each other. And you know, it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot more fun with each other as the year goes along, and we're just going to keep it rolling and keep getting better.
Jared, when you left Cozad, Nebraska for Lincoln, Nebraska, did you ever think Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. would have you as a household name?
You know, I didn't really think about it, to tell you the truth. I just came here to, you know, try and do my best and work hard, and that's what I've been doing. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's the way I see it. It is what it is, and that's kind of like my motto. So I just let things happen as they come. I roll with the punches, and I just keep going to get better every single day.
You ever been cool enough to have a motto, Tony?
No. No.
Jared Crick joins us, the National Defensive Player of the Week. Just tell me, Jared, what your thought was. I mean, when you get that kind of award for the first time, it has to, I would assume, put a little tingle through you.
Yeah, it's an honor. No doubt it's an honor, but it's really unfair to just give it to one person. I mean, I thought the whole D-line played a great game, and by no means would I be able to do it by myself. It was a group effort, and especially I give so much credit to Sue and, you know, the ends. You know, we just all played great. So it's an honor, but I just feel kind of awkward, just having it be going to one person. So I'm going to try and just give as much love to my guys up front as I can.
Jared, when you guys were in that the final minutes of that game, and Sue gets his hands on the quarterback and throws him down and hurt him and his feelings, What was said on the field when that penalty flag came out?
Oh, just explicits from the Pelinis. Sue was just, I think he was just in awe. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I thought that was the most ridiculous call I've ever seen in my life. And I thought this was football. That's what was going through my mind. I think everybody on the team, really. Just, this is a tackle sport. And the call was just ridiculous. But he made it, and you got to live with it. But that was just kind of one of the weirdest calls that I've ever witnessed as a football player.
Jared Crick is very limited with his time. We only have him for another minute. Jared, I want to ask you a question that's being posed to the coaches right now with the offensive struggle. How close are the defensive players and the offensive players? Sometimes they come together. Sometimes there's a division when one side is not doing their job.
You know, that's the thing. We all love each other as brothers, but, you know, like you said, there is a job to be done, and when things aren't going right, you know, some guys may let their emotion get the best of them, but at the end of the day, we're still a team. We got to stick together. We trust in each other. We're a cohesive unit, but when a job needs to be done, you know, of course, there's going to be guys trying to get each other in gear and getting them fired up, but by no means is it personal. We're just trying to get the W as a team, and sometimes you just got to do what it takes.
Jared, obviously playing a national power like Oklahoma had to be one of the things they told you about coming to Nebraska, playing games like you're going to play on Saturday night. How excited are you for that game?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I can't wait for it. And, you know, I think I speak as a team on that. You know, we're ready for them to get in here, and we're ready to get the ball kicked off. We're ready to go. But, yeah, we still got a lot of preparation this week to go. We still got, you know, just got to watch a lot of film on them and just get mentally prepared. Physically, we're ready to go. We're itching, you know, we're counting the days off. So it's going to be fun. We're going to get after it this week, and then we're going to get after them this Saturday. And it's just going to be a heck of a game, and we're looking forward to it.
Jared, we'll let you go. We know your time is limited. We sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work. We'll see you in Lincoln Saturday.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Hey, make sure you give Sue a ride home this Saturday.
I'll do that.
See you, Jared.
See you later.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Nice one. Yeah. Was it a dog or was it a cat?
Can't tell.
Jared, where were you? See, that's later for the 15-minute interview.
There you go.
Not the five. But we appreciate Keith Mann and the folks down at the U for helping us out getting Jared Crick on the show today. So Bo Pelini will have his weekly press conference coming up. Yeah, a lot to talk about. That's kind of funny.
Do you think, Doug, when you leave, I mean, if you're Lauren Kizer, and he comes to mind because the small town had an opportunity, if you're a Shanley, when does it hit you that I belong in – maybe Sunday is not just a game that other people, maybe I could play there. Like Jared Crick, the last 2 weeks had to be.
Yeah, well, here's where I would go with that. Kizer had the Peter Boys and people like that. Shanley had, I guess they, right now, Sue's from Portland. I think the big boys, I don't think it takes long. They may make fun of you a little bit and rib you from being from a small town and call you whatever nickname they come up for you. But I think that gets lost pretty soon. Not the values, not the roots, not taking the boys home like Jared has, taking them home and hanging out in Cozad, and Mop feeds them, and they go out to the lake or do whatever it is they do some hunting and fishing. I think that's there, and the big city guys love that. But I think as far as, oh, I'm from Cozad, I'm from St. Edward, I'm from St. Paul / Farwell, I'm from Overton, I'm from Holdridge, I don't think that becomes a big deal. Because I think these kids were good enough in high school that some of this media attention
started there.
Was thrown on them, and they were not thrown on them, but they were introduced to it before they got to college. Now, somebody that kind of comes to mind, maybe as Steve Krewald. You know, he comes from North Loop, Scotia, kind of the same deal. He was a national pedal tractor pull champion, so he was a star at six. Kidding me?
There you go.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to catch up with Jeff Ashby, the head football coach at Giltner. That is a big game tomorrow night with Axtell. We'll also be chatting in just a little bit or hearing from Coach Bo Pelini. But we want to give you a chance to win something else, something more. Tri-City Storm, home tonight, going for their fifth straight win. And it's also Dave Shank night tonight at the event center, the Viero Event Center. Now, I think a lot of Storm hockey fans know Dave. He was an ambassador, and tonight they will be honoring Dave with a moment of silence prior to the puck dropping. An ambassador at the hockey, he passed away just a week ago and will be greatly missed by all Storm fans and members in the community. He was one of the Storm's biggest fans. So if you're coming out tonight, be there early and help everyone honor Dave Shank at the Storm game with a moment of silence. Don't be 5 minutes late. Be 10 minutes early tonight, folks. And I want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to tonight's Storm-Lincoln game. Radoslav Ilo committed to college yesterday. What college did he commit to? If you know the answer, you got a pair of tickets back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When I came up with the idea, it was almost complete. The treats truck. Oh, that would just be the best thing in the world.
It's impossible not to root for Kim Ema, owner of the treats truck. She serves up tasty cookies and cupcakes to the people of New York City.
We make all kinds of really homey, fun, old-fashioned treats. I think these days there are so many big companies and chains and franchises that when someone sees a small business, they really want it to succeed.
But Kim couldn't do it alone.
Managing cash flow is really important to my business because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up and I need to purchase a large amount of chocolate. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some lingering clouds across the area early on yet today. Then clearing develops, especially during the afternoon, with high temperatures around 57. Winds will stay to the southwest at 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear tonight, then, with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Radoslav Elo has committed to play his college hockey.
Bemidji State.
What's their mascot?
Oh, wow. I have no idea what the Bemidji State mascot is.
Who is our winner? I'll give you an easy
Byron
question.
Byron from Kearney. Yeah, Byron from Kearney is our winner. Two tickets for him tonight to Lincoln coming to town for the Storm game there.
And where is Mr. Elo from again?
He's from Bystrica, Slovakia.
All right. It doesn't actually say.
Give us our history lesson, Germany boys. Slovakia is where?
Slovakia is to the east of Germany, a little
Czech
on the
Republic,
southern.
Right?
Yeah. It's actually to the east of the Czech Republic yet as well. So it's Czech Republic, then Slovakia.
Is it cool to hang out there?
It's a pretty cool country. A lot of history.
If you're cool, folks, it's time to warm up with some cold weather gear from Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And as we're covering the high school sports, we know that every day somebody's season is coming to an end. That means fall sports winding down and winter sports right around the corner. If you've got a wrestler in your house, they've got the gear for him. Headgear, knee pads, and singlets by ASICS, Mattman, and Brute. Shoes by Adidas and ASICS. Maybe they're basketball players. They can outfit your travel teams with uniforms, warm-ups, and practice gear. They've got the shorts, the shoes, the bags, which are like, I don't even know if you could get them on your overhead compartment anymore. They could put, you know, half of your family's small children in there and take them to practice with you. But that's what they've got, Misco Sports. They've got the balls, they've got the shoes, they've got the gear you need at Misco Sports. On the bricks! In the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week, late on Thursday, just for you. Oh, see, now there's Jared Crick. See, he's getting so cool, they bring him up in front of everybody for the press conference.
I wonder how the day will change and who we'll see at the press conference today. Because obviously you got to have Cody up there after his first start. Do you bring Zach up? I mean,
maybe Jacob Hickman gets a week off.
Bartender.
Oh, there you go. Coming up in just a moment, Jeff Ashby, the head football coach at Giltner, and we'll talk with him as we get ready for Bo Pelini to come to the podium for his weekly press conference. And you know what? I love Giltner. I love their nickname, the Hornets, and they've got a great football team, and they made it all the way to the state semis last year, and we are pleased to be joined by the head football, or did I lie, the state quarters last year, Giltner coach. Jeff, was it quarters or semis? Now I'm confused.
Quarterfinals against Maxwell.
Yeah, against Maxwell, and then Axtell beat Maxwell. But nonetheless, and that wasn't a very nice day for football, but Jeff Ashby joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on another great year. I got the feeling, and I guess you can correct me if I'm wrong, like I am, you know, at least once a week. It seemed like maybe you were going to graduate a few too many people for Nate Mose to be able to throw this team on his back. Well, obviously, he's done his job, and some other kids have come along.
Yeah, we've had some guys step it up this year and at our receiver core. Of course, we had Shea Henrich coming back as our second leading receiver last year, and then Cody Shack, who had tore his ACL last year in third game of the year. We were without him last season, so he's back. So this is his first real action of his career this season. And then Luke Richards, who did not play football a year ago, decided to come out this year, and he's got some pretty good speed, and he's really helped us out. And then coming out of the backfield, we have Derek Eastman, and he does primarily most of the running for us, and he's also got really good hands coming out of the backfield.
Jeff, I asked Coach Ropers this as well, but is there a player out there or two that come to mind when people want you to compare Nate Mose to somebody else? Who comes to mind for you?
Oh, no, I really haven't really compared him to anybody. You know, he's definitely the best that I've coached as far as a quarterback is concerned, but he's a big guy. You know, he's 6 foot, 210 pounds. You know, he benches 270 pounds, and he squats about 400, so he's a big kid, and he's got big legs, and so he can hurt you, you know, through the air and with his legs running also. So, you know, I don't know. He's something special to have on your football team.
Coach Jeff Ashby from Giltner joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's he doing better this year than he did last year?
Oh, he's making his reads a lot better than he was a year ago, you know. Last week was the first interception he has thrown since the Palmer game of week two, and we switched things up this year as far as our terminology and his progressions. And so that took him a while to get used to, and it also took us a while as a coaching staff to figure it out. So once he's got that figured out, he's been pretty efficient with the football. And then last week he had one, and it was just an ill-advised throw, you know, a call on my part as far as trying to throw with the rain coming down and into the wind a little bit, and it got hung up. But otherwise, that would not have been an interception. So, you know, I don't hang that one on him. But, you know, so he's got four interceptions on the year, whereas he had like 10 or 11 a year ago.
Jeff, when you look at the film with Axtell Burwell, how big of a difference is a team you're going to see on Wednesday compared to the first time you played them?
Oh, they're pretty similar. You know, they moved a couple of their offensive linemen around, one from guard to center and the center to guard. But other than that, they're pretty much the same team. You know, I pretty much figured that the Axtell was going to come out of that game. You know, they are, as far as anybody that we play, you know, they match up with us athletically as much as anybody, more than anybody. So, you know, those are dangerous football teams, definitely. And you know, you can't let that score of 38-7, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, fool you.
Jeff Ashby of Giltner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It sounded like from talking to the boys that covered the game for us on the Breeze, and again, we'll have that game tomorrow on 98.9 Classic Hits between Giltner and Axtell, is that maybe Axtell did the best job defensively against Nate and the whole team that anybody has done this year. Are you tweaking anything for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're tweaking a few things. You know, we saw some things on film that we didn't do real well in our receivers. You know, our receivers got to do a better job of running their routes. You know, that was a big thing on our part. And then some other things in the backfield that we got to tweak a little bit. But, you know, our offensive line has just been tremendous all year. We've got great offensive line. We pick out pretty good guys that can move good feet. And was brought to my attention the other day by one of my assistant coaches. He goes, "Do you realize that our two offensive guards are faster than our two running backs?" And I said, "Yeah, I kind of know that. But you know, we got to have good feet, you know, up there up front. Nate gets protected pretty well."
Coach, last question. Can this team get to Lincoln? If they're going to get to Lincoln, what do they have to do?
Well, I tell you, ever since about midway, halftime of the Kennesaw game, our defensive unit has just gelled. And we're playing great, great defense right now. I'm just so happy. You know, that night I kept preaching to them all year about that's all it's got to take, guys, is we can put up points on the board. I mean, in the last 3 years, you know, with the exception of that ice storm last year against Maxwell, the least amount of points we have scored is 26 points. And no team that scored 40 points or less has beat us. So if we just play good defense and come out and play inspired defense like we did 2 weeks ago against them, I like our chances. But, you know, I'm sure they've made some changes and going to try to do some things differently. And, you know, it's just a rematch. You know, you don't like rematches, especially the ones that you won the first time, but it's going to be a ball game, I can guarantee you that.
Well, we're looking forward to a great one, Jeff. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck to you and the Hornets.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for your coverage, guys.
You bet, Jeff Ashby. Tomorrow night, 6:30, the game. We will swing right over to Axtell right after our coverage of Ravenna and Hardington Cedar Catholic, so which will be no problem. We should not miss kickoff at all in that football game. But wanted to catch up. We caught up with Coach Ropers on Friday, Jeff Ashby, today, and pleased to do that. It's one of those where you wish you could be everywhere at the same time, because I think there's going to be some good football games on Tuesday or on Wednesday.
I love this round because you got rid of the pretenders and now you got the contenders. And we've had this argument, and it's an argument for another day, but I like
14th seed Perkins County over 3 seed North Platte St. Pat's. Enough said, game over. Also, there's a couple articles out there that said the 7-1 teams that would have missed the playoffs. There is no argument. We can argue about it right now because Bo Pelini hasn't come up to the podium yet. 32 teams. You absolutely, positively cannot knock it down to 16.
Well, I'm
teams.
Glad Potter Dix was in there.
You're going to get some teams that don't deserve to be in there. You're going to get some teams that it's not their fault. You got a state schedule. You play. I mean, there's some teams that get in that probably wouldn't win any other district than the one that they're in.
The only argument, it happened one time with Adams Central, I believe.
No, it's happened more than once, and it would happen again. So there's no argument. You can't knock it down to 16 teams. Not everybody gets in.
I think you can knock it down to 24, Doug, and have it.
Ask Axtell last year going into the playoffs at 5-3 and making the state finals.
I think you can knock it down to 24, have the 8 make a bye just like Division II does.
I thought it's about playing games. That would be worse than what we have now. What's the difference? I still haven't figured out the crybabies that want 32. What's the difference? 24-32, let everybody play. So you blow somebody out, everybody gets to play. You can't take 2 weeks off in high school football. You're trying to play. You want to play. That's the whole point. Coaches that are mad about the 8-week system are mad because they don't get to play more
football games.
Yeah,
well, maybe you could play 9 football games if you did that.
Well, right now, you will never get me to say yes to that argument. I've never heard any reason that has even come close to compelling me to think, you know, yeah, you're right. We've been through tons of different playoff formats. This is the best one. It's not perfect. It's the best one.
Okay. We can get along now. I agree with you some of the time, but this just is something that we go round and round about. And I just, to reward 32 teams, it's like everybody, it's one, it goes back to why instead of 7th and 8th place medals, is it, why don't we give 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th? Hell, everybody gets a medal.
And Tony, that's why football's probably not going to change, because we're not headed that way. We're headed the other way. We're meddling 8 at state in track, in swimming. I mean, we're not going away. We're not shortening it. We're elongating it.
It's Ryan. It's not Ryan.
So, there you go.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You want to do a little Travelers trivia?
In a minute. Bo Pelini is getting ready to talk, though. So Okay. Let's go to Lincoln with Coach Bo Pelini.
Right away, told me exactly what the situation was, where he was, what happened, and it was an accident. And thought he handled it the right way and very responsibly, and is fully prepared to, obviously take care of the damages and all that. It's into that. Anybody have any questions on that matter? Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Bo, back in March of 08, you had said there was a zero tolerance policy on alcohol, and I know that he was under the limit, but he blew a 0.35. So how's that square then? What's the zero tolerance mean?
Well, the zero tolerance is, for obviously drunkenness, that type of thing. He was far from drunk, and he was. I know exactly where he was and what he did that night, and this doesn't really fall into that category, Eric. I deal with those situations kind of on a case by case basis, and if somebody's drunk, and gets into trouble, they're going to have an issue. That wasn't the case here.
But was there any internal discipline involved with this at all?
Yeah, but. Yes, slightly. but it's handled in-house. Just because any time a situation happens that involves our football team, I mean, there's always going to be something that we deal with. And like I said, they're all dealt with on a case-by-case matter.
So you found out about it in the middle of the night, he called you right away?
Yeah. I knew.
What was your reaction?
Well, I was just glad he was okay. But he, you know, explained to me exactly what happened. I was really happy with the way how he handled it. And, I said, you know, we'll deal with it tomorrow. Like I said, I was very encouraged by, he handled it, he did everything the right way. I think that's what, you know, he was very responsible in how he went about handling it.
You said there's internal discipline, but then for what?
What's that?
Why was there internal discipline if he didn't?
Well, I mean, when somebody gets a ticket, regardless of what happened, let's say an MIP or something, that's not the case here. What I told him was, I understand why he was up that late, but that's probably the thing that I was most disappointed in. You know, anytime you're up that hour of the night, you know, and I understand why he was, what happened, but in that situation, you leave yourself up at that hour of the morning for things to happen. So, like I said, it's more of a deal where we dealt with it in-house, and, you know, myself and Unity Council decided the best way to go about it.
Where was he?
What's that?
Where was he?
He fell asleep. He was over someplace. He had dinner and fell asleep and got up, was going home to his house downtown. Anybody else on that? Now let's move on. Everybody else?
Well, a lot has been made about the similarities with you and Coach Stoops. Can you give me an example of a difference between you and Bob?
He's won a national championship. I haven't. He's won a lot. Yeah, I mean, Bob's been doing it for a long time, and I've obviously consider him a friend, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and. You know, I would hope there'd be some similarities because, you know, if that's the case, if people perceive it that way, it means I'm doing some things right because I think he does things right. He runs a great program. He's a tremendous football coach. He's created a program that I'm aspiring to create, that type of program that's up there every single year.
Are there any personality or characteristics that you see different?
Obviously we're different people. We have different personalities, but I think if you ask the people that know us both well, you know, I mean, it's about competing. It's about competition and how you compete and the type of fire you bring to work every day and to your trade and your job. I think that's probably the greatest similarity. Personality-wise. I don't know. I guess there are some similarities. I can't say what I would say. We're much different. I don't know. Everybody has their different ways of going about things. It's a tough question. I'm trying to maybe ask Bob. I don't know. Maybe he has a better handle on that.
You guys talk much at all during regular season, or is that just kind of? Don't really talk until the season's over.
No, we talk
so. Is it different preparing for a coach that you have a background with that you've coached with before?
No, because I'm not playing and he's not playing. At the end of the day, it's just not just Coach Stoops, it's that whole staff and who they have on their, we're trying to play Oklahoma and all the different things that they do and, you know, we're game planning them and, you know, once you walk out there, you don't really think about who the coach on the other sideline is, other than some of the decisions and schemes and personality he brings to his trade. But so in that aspect, it's not much different. It's where it's odd, I guess, a little bit is before the game. But, you know, once after you shake hands and you talk and catch up for a minute, it's time to go to work.
How did Cody grade out in that game? And maybe you weren't in the room during the film session, but Sean said he was looking forward to the film session with Cody Sunday and going over that game. How did he take to that?
He's a perfectionist. I like the way Cody approaches things, and anytime you go out there, you do some good things, and then there's a lot to learn from. Anytime you walk out on the field, especially obviously even more magnified in your first start, and I think that was the case with Cody, and you hope he gets better because of all the things he learned in that experience, and you know, both from the good things and the things that he didn't do well.
What's he up against Oklahoma, that defense?
It's a hell of a football team. Very good football team, very good defense, very well coached. They play real hard. They're aggressive, very talented, and they're deep. I mean, it's a good football team. Very good defense, as good as we've seen.
How did Kansas State put up 30 points on?
I can't. Off the top of my head, I've watched more cut-ups than I have on the other defense than I have what Kansas has done. But, you know, I'd have to go back and look exactly about the things that went on in that game. But, I know they got hit on a couple big plays. I think sometimes, points, sometimes their offense has some things, created some of those situations or turnovers, like Kansas State. I mean, you talk about, two touchdown returns for touchdowns, I believe. And then, a couple long pass plays. And, which is, you know, when you have your opportunities against a defense like this, you got to take advantage of it. You got to make a big play. And, what they've been very good at is they're very, as aggressive as they are, they don't give up a lot of big plays. And they haven't over the course of the season. They've played at a pretty high level from start to finish, but no matter how good a defense you are, some people are going to make some plays against you. It's just obviously against, this year against Oklahoma, it's been few and far between. They've played at a really high level pretty much from start to finish.
What would be your biggest concern offensively then going up against a defense this good?
Well, you got to have balance. You got to execute. And you have to make plays. And they're good up front. They're very aggressive up front. So obviously it's whatever to play good offense, you gotta take control and you gotta have some control of the line of scrimmage. And to me, that's where it starts. And if we're able to do that, we'll be able to have some success. And that's a must when you play a team like this because they're. Both run and pass, they're very talented up front, and front to back, they have a good group, and they play the defense the right way.
What do you see as the problems with your offense?
There you go.
What do you see are the problems with your offense?
Execution, consistency of it, and we haven't put it all together, and. We've been mixing and matching a decent amount and trying to find, the right combinations where we were limited as far as in some areas as far as having other options. But it's obvious we just got to execute more consistently, and that'll be even more magnified against a group like this.
When you're referring to places where you don't have a lot of options, does that include the run game?
Does that include the run game?
Yeah, the situation for your running backs.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of options in the run game, but we're not executing in the run game. Everyone wants to just completely magnify the running back situation and some of the injuries we've had and those types of things. But, we've had, there's a lot of things that go into being able to have a good quality run game. And once again, that starts up front. And we haven't had great consistency up front, and that becomes even more magnified when you're limited at the running back position, meaning you have inexperience at running back.
How do you feel about Dontrevious Robinson?
I think he's done some good things. I think he's young, he's green, and he's got a ways to go. But I've seen some good things out of him.
Coach
can you talk a little bit about Landry Jones? And he kind of was thrown into the fire and seems to kind of get better every week.
Good football player, very well coached. I think he executes their offense very well. You know, everyone wants to compare him to Bradford. I mean, Landry's only played probably, you know, I don't know how many games he started now, five or six, and Sam Bradford developed into the best college football player in the country last year, so pretty tough shoes to fill, but I think he's done remarkably well, and he has that offense clicking right now. They're doing a heck of a job, and really it all starts with him, because the offense hasn't changed much with him. They run their stuff. I think they're playing very well around him, and you know, they're very efficient on offense right now.
Coach, lots of that home used to be a rarity for Nebraska. Is there any emphasis in regaining that swagger or home field advantage in Lincoln?
Absolutely. You know, we need to win a football game, and the next one's Oklahoma. And you know, if that means, you know, regaining that swagger or whatever else, it's about executing and getting better as a football team, and that's the challenge we have ahead of us.
The way that Baylor schemed against Sioux and with the double teams, was it more extreme even than anybody else that you've seen this year?
I don't know, maybe a little bit so, but yeah, we've seen some of that, but probably not as consistently maybe as Baylor did, especially early in the game.
If he was able to get free at all and still have five or six tackles, you know, what does that say about when he was constantly going against two guys?
Well, it didn't happen the whole game. Like in the run game, that doesn't happen as much as the way some people, you know, choose to. It's more in how they choose to block him in protection and where they want to turn their center when he's free. And, in the run game, you know, they're going to block the runs, you know, a certain way. So, I mean, they can't choose to double-team him every time it's a run play. So, yeah, it becomes a little more magnified in the passing game than it is in the running game.
Do you tell him to do anything different on the play that he got flagged for throwing the quarterback to the ground?
I can't comment on that. Do I? I don't think
yeah,
I can.
I mean, can you coach him or advise him to do something different there?
I don't see how. I don't know. I mean, you got to always be conscious of personal fouls. You know, they called it, and you look exactly what you did and how it happened and learn from it, because if they called it once, they can call it again, right?
Do you have to have points for your defense or special teams in order to give yourself a chance against OU?
It always helps, but does that mean, I mean, you never know what's going to happen on Saturday night, well, how the game's going to go, what's going to happen, but I know we're going to have to execute in all three phases of the game to win this football game. And obviously, if you can create some extra possessions, create some points offensively or defensively or on special teams, that obviously increases your chances.
When you were at Oklahoma that one year, did you learn about Coach Venable's possible weaknesses and that you might share that with Watson this week?
Well, I know one thing. Coach Venables is an outstanding football coach, probably one of the, you know, one of the best coordinators is out there. So, and he has quality coaches around him. You know, obviously, Coach Stoops is also a defensive guy, and they got good personnel. So, they're going to be very sound in what they do. They're going to be very well coached, and obviously, they're talented. So, you got to offset that with good execution, and. You know, you're not going to find a lot of holes in saying, you know, you can exploit them because they're not well coached in this area or whatever. I mean, that's not the case there. You know, they're very good, well coached, and they execute well. That's why they've had success over a long period of time.
Is your defense becoming the kind of defense that offenses feel like they played 2 weeks after they played you guys? In other words, do you feel like offenses are having to deal with the pain of playing your defense even a couple weeks after the game is over?
I would hope so. I mean, I would hope that, you know, I think we've gotten better. I still believe we have a long way to go in a number of different areas. And, but I know this, we are much better, obviously, than we were at this point a year ago. It's not even as close, but, you know, but we still have a ways to go.
saying that, do you have something to prove after what happened at OU last year in the first quarter?
Yeah, anytime that happens. Anytime that, forget the first quarter, how about four quarters? I mean, we got, you know, they took it to us, and, you know, we, you know, anytime that happens to you, you got, is it something to prove? No, I mean, what are you going to prove? They proved what happened last year. I mean, this is a different year. It's another opportunity, and we need to play better.
For a lot of fans, this game brings back some good memories of Nebraska, Oklahoma, years gone by. Do you bring that up to your team at all about the rivalry?
They know about the rivalry. They understand all that, but we're in about 2009 right now.
Cody talked about having a short memory after his interception against Baylor, and also he had the fumble. How did you see him respond directly after those plays? Did you like what you saw?
He's a confident young man with a lot of poise, and anytime that happens, you know, things are going to happen. You're going to make mistakes. You've got to move on to the next play. And it just becomes that much more magnified at the quarterback position. But at the end of the day, I thought he handled it well. It's not like I lack confidence that he's going to crawl into a shell. He's not that type of kid.
Oh, is there a transition that takes a little time in the offensive huddle when suddenly there's like three or four freshmen in there that weren't before? Or is the dynamic change that takes a while to kind of overcome?
No, I don't think so. I mean, our guys, you know, they're used to who's, you know, those guys are in the huddle. They're in the huddle with them every day. And those things happen consistently. They've been going on since the start of camp. So I don't think that's a big issue.
Talk to Jake or Pickman or guys like that about how Cody ran things or kind of how he was out there?
I agree. It was pretty obvious. I think he handled himself well. I thought he managed to huddle well. I thought he commanded things well. That's one of his, that's one of his strengths. He's very confident and very. I like that aspect of how he handled the situation Saturday.
Do you expect that Helu will be 100% at all this year?
I would hope so.
Do you have to just sit him in order for that to happen, or is he going to be able to play through that and get healthy?
Well, he was out there yesterday without a green jersey on. He was feeling good, so we expect him to play Saturday night.
Do you have an idea when you'll get Burkhead back? I mean, would it not be to the bowl game maybe? Or?
Maybe for the last game of the year, maybe, you know, in that time frame, but, I mean, obviously for sure for the bowl game.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, guys.
Bowl game, huh?
Playoffs?
Going to a bowl game?
Playoffs?
I didn't know we were going to a bowl game.
Well, I guess they're planning on it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That is the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Bo Pelini, with his weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we will break it down. Oh, yeah. Ed Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. We'll break it down. Stay with us back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Conference calls. Anybody in business knows how frustrating they can be. Tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com. For all your conference calls, GoToMeeting.com, brought to you by Citrix, the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on at GoToMeeting.com. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Keeps everybody on the same page. All your conference calls will be more productive, more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, product demonstrations, training sessions. With GoToMeeting.com, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, phone and voice over IP conference is included free. GoToMeeting.com. You can try it free for a month, 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to enter the promo code Colin. Shorter meeting. More focused. Everybody's there. Everybody's paying attention. GoToMeeting.com.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Fidelity Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The World Series, college football, the NFL, Storm Hockey, and NASCAR is sitting in Tobacco Row. The best in sports during this special time of year is on your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
He scores!
We'll see some lingering clouds across the area early on yet today. Then clearing develops, especially during the afternoon, with high temperatures around 57. Winds will stay to the southwest at 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear tonight, then, with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yay!
I think you're getting back out in the field to find out how good that Dyna-Gril corn is. Hey, folks, they're a Nashville Brown brand, one of the top 10 largest seed companies in all of North America. Dyna-Gril Seed has a 20-year history of delivering quality seed with industry-leading performance. Roundup Power Max, Roundup Ready corn to cleaner fields. Higher yields. That's what it's about. Ask them about the new SmartStax hybrids they have for your farming operation. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, go down the list. They've got it all ready for you. YieldGuard VT Triple, got it. Roundup Ready, got it. SmartStax, got it. YieldGuard Corn Board Protection, got it. DynaGrow's got it for you. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local DynaGrow representative today.
Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia before we wrap up the program today, but just some thoughts. Bo Pelini wasn't asked about the Sioux incident yesterday during the Big 12 call. He had issued a brief statement, said that he had talked to Indomicon and everything was good, basically. But he did comment on it today. As with everything these days, he was pushed a little bit on some of the things he'd said in the past. That's why they never say anything, is because it's always thrown back in their face. But evidently that's all taken care of. He will not miss any playing time. Other things that concern the football game that struck you?
Well, it was interesting when he was saying, Doug, about the game film a little bit of him just watching cuts and clips of defensive plays. I know we talked about it a minute. It's funny you don't see how teams maybe get into rhythm and are taking advantage of maybe what Oklahoma was giving them about K-State. You know, he didn't really remember how K-State was able to score that many points. I would think you take a step back and go, well, they did this to keep them off balance or something, but maybe it is just a hodgepodge of clips. I found that interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens as they come in, and I guess it's interesting to note, you know, how did K-State score 30 points against this team? With a quarterback I didn't think would be even be as good as Zach Lee or Cody Green. I mean, it's just, it's weird. The Big 12 outside of Texas has been upside down, inside out. Let me tell you what it's all about. But, yeah, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. Predictions coming Friday. The line in Vegas has actually moved in Nebraska's favor, meaning people are laying money on Nebraska. It opened in most places at 6.5, Oklahoma. Right now, 5.5, 6 points. It astonishes me. But as you say, Vegas sports consultants always there, and they usually don't give the money away. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how Oklahoma is not a double-digit favorite in this game. Thus, there's got to be some hope out there. I mean, the way they've played the last 3 weeks, you can't think there's an a bit of hope. People don't think that Oklahoma can score a lot of points.
Was it
the
about
unders.
This? Was
Take
it
the unders.
Was it about this time of year, Doug, when everybody gave a 0% chance in Lubbock, Texas, though? And miraculously win a dome? I mean, we had zero chance. Believe me. Believe me, because I wagered on Nebraska that day.
Thank you.
Or I wagered on Tech that day. We had no chance. And
that must have been you saying that, because it sure wasn't this cat.
Oh, yeah, you believed in Lubbock, Texas, we'd have a chance. Yeah, that was you. Right.
Well, 17.5 was a lot. Speaking of winning, let's give somebody a chance to win. We've got a variety of trivia questions that we're going to ask you on today's program, so hopefully you're lucky. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call now. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a chance to win that $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, because it is a grill's best friend. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
What was that?
Jim.
Jim. Okay. I wanted to double check. Daddy, I want you to fire the first question today.
This Husker threw his first touchdown pass of his career on Sunday. Sorry, Jim, that's incorrect.
I think he hung up.
Well, he was wrong.
You didn't give him a chance to guess. That wasn't very nice. Let's go back to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Tony.
All right, here's your chance. I like the same question. Give it to him, Tony.
This Husker threw his first touchdown pass of his career on Sunday.
Terrell Buckalder.
That is incorrect, but a good guess.
Good guess. Thanks for calling, 888-455.
Well, they had the week off.
3776. Denver got beat.
Oh, Denver got crushed by Baltimore.
Yeah, your team. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? I think they hung up. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with today?
Sean.
Sean, I've got to change it up on you a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
I got a tough question for you. Now, this is the Nebraska-Oklahoma series. They've met 67 times. At least one team has been ranked 57 of those 67 times. But how many times has the unranked team beaten the ranked team in the Nebraska-Oklahoma series?
Three times.
No, but very, very good guess. Let's go back to the phone lines. Bob Stoops went to Iowa, by the way, Tony.
Ooh.
Ugh. Hayden Fryboy. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Jim! Okay, so we already asked you the first question, so we got to ask you a different question.
No, that's different, Jim.
Is this different, Jim?
Yeah, this is different, Jim. I just now got on.
This okay. Delusional.
Yes.
Delusional? I thought he just won last week. Are you ready to win?
Yes, I am.
Do you know the answer to Tony's question?
Which one was it? I just turned the radio
on. Oh, yeah. Sucking us in is what he's doing, Tony. You want baseball or football?
Oh, football. I hate baseball.
Okay, Tony, go.
This Husker threw his first touchdown of his career on Sunday.
Husker threw his first touchdown of his career. That would be Brown, the kicker.
Which one?
That's what I'm afraid to say, Josh or Chris. I'm going to say Josh Brown.
That's the right one. He threw it on the fake field goal for the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, my brother had him in fantasy football and beat me because his kicker scored 15 points.
I don't even think we get that in our league. It's unbelievable. Jim, hold on the line. Congratulations, you psycho.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Have we taken care of all of our business for today, Derek? That's a thumbs up. That's incredible. Let's get out of here then. We have taken care of all the business. Don't forget, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we continue our preview of the State High School Football Playoff second round. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep will join us on the show. We'll have a special guest from UNK to talk about the week that is. Wonder if it might be, I don't know, could be volleyball, could be football, could be preview of the basketball or wrestling season that's right around the corner. It's hard to believe, but we're also going to preview the Hastings College men's basketball season. Lance Creech will join us on the show tomorrow. They start their season tomorrow, Daddy.
That's amazing again in its own right. Later in the week, James Hale, OU insider, said to join us, along with Keith Kelsey Peterson, I believe.
Kelsey Peterson, the former Bearcat, playing for Iowa State, a rematch with the Huskers on Saturday. We will talk with her as well. Also, we are expected to be joined by Nebraska women's coach Connie Yorey. They play UNK on Sunday. Those are just a few of the guests that we've got coming up later this week. We want to thank Jeff Ashby, Giltner head football coach, and the National Defensive Player of the Week, Jared Crick, for joining us today.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.